What you gonna do now? You're calling on my name, oh. You're breaking my heart now. What you gonna say, oh? I don't really want no pain, no pain. I don't really want wahala. I'm crying every night and day and day. Maybe this will make me stronger. Ooh, what you say to me. Ooh, I won't break down walls. I won't catch your fall. I'm gonna go. For me, Mama gave me her hunger. Daddy worked night and day. They're the ones that make me stronger. Now I got the strength to say, I will break down walls. I won't catch your fall. I'm gonna go. Ooh, I'm gonna go.
That was the smooth sounds of Blue Envy here on the Worst Little Podcast.
Yeah.
Episode 350!
Episode 350! Holy shit!
True fitty.
Who wants to die for art?
Torino, the biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for, except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd! Podcasting live from the 350th episode of the Worst Little Podcast, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, here with all of my crazy compatriots. Well, most of them anyway. Of course, in the co-pilot seat, we have my Han Solo, Mr. Nick Ramirez.
What's up, everyone?
Back in the booth, we've got Dog Water Dick. Chewy's out, Kim's out, but I am excited to have this duo here in here. Blue Envy.
The Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
That was a stinger there. You get that? Yeah.
I was not prepared for the intro. It was so good.
Thank you.
Well, we've done 350 episodes. You think we'd kind of have it down. If you did something 350 times, you would be able to do it really good too.
Mm-hmm.
I still fumble when I pee, so, and I've done that 350 times.
Sometimes I'm terrible at masturbating, and God knows I've done that a lot.
But hey, for the audience out there, would you mind introducing yourself by voice?
I am Kiva.
And my name is Max.
Hi, Kiva and Max. Welcome to the show. Kiva and Max are Blue Envy. Mm-hmm. Kim booked them. We don't know a lot about them, but we're going to find all about it right now.
Which is so awesome. Uh-oh. I love having no idea what's about to happen.
Oh, but first,
first song was great.
Thank you.
I do want to get something out of the way in the first segment here because I think it'll be a little more fun.
Mm-hmm.
This next segment is brought to you by ThisIsReno.com. Check out ThisIsReno.com for all the local news that you need to know about Reno Sparks in the Truckee Meadows area. Whether it's politics, environment, school boards, or whatnot, It's what you need to know about Reno. Then they have a lot of subscriber exclusive content about the real news that you want to know. And they also have a lot of free content about the general happenings about town. Free listings for lots of different events, arts, cultural, and otherwise. Please check them out. This is Reno.com. They are our finest sponsor.
Hella fine.
Dope.
Sexually.
So, yeah. How
can I get
weekend?
Something out of the way, too?
Oh, yeah. What?
Our hearts are with Cadillac Kim.
Oh,
she
yeah.
had a major loss this week.
Yeah,
in the family.
Kim can't be with the show, but our love and good healing vibes are with her and our
Absolutely.
Prayers and our yeah. candlelighting and our goat pant dances and all that.
Especially the goat pant dances.
Yes.
Yes.
Whatever we got to do.
People lean on the thoughts and prayers, but there's a lot of goat pants yeah. dance.
Yes.
Been saying yeah. that for years.
Pagans.
Right, Rick?
Absolutely.
So good.
Well, hey, how was your weekend?
It was awesome, man.
Go to any good parties?
I went to a really good one-year-old's party. Partied at a one-year-old's like it was... A 21-year-old.
Like it was the first time you've ever partied.
Yeah. It was nice. No, I just chilled in Rory's backyard all Saturday. It was really nice. Ate the food, saw the kids.
We got loaded with Will Woods.
Yeah.
Tree Woods. He's my neighbor, and we were all in the backyard, and we all got just hammered for hours.
Yeah.
It was fun
Tree
time.
Woods, season one, I
yeah.
believe. Yeah.
Well, season two or three, maybe. But yes, Tree Woods.
Early podcast.
Yeah.
He's in the first 100 somewhere.
That's right. So you can go put that in the search bar right now. While you're...
Yeah, Tree Woods. Yeah. And then go listen to his entire episode and then come back and start here.
And that's Rory's neighbor.
Right.
That's what it sounds like.
Good times, though. The great, great one-year-old birthday party. Because that's the one that's for the parents. Because at two, they have, like, friends and stuff.
Yeah.
So you have to actually throw a party for them.
How involved was Chayo during all of this?
He ate a lot of food. My mother-in-law and father-in-law were in town, and he ate a lot of fruit. He ate a lot of burgers and dogs and cake and ice cream. And, yeah, we just shoveled food in his mouth.
I believe at Jalen, my nephew, who's like shit in his early 20s about. He's like 19 or 20 now. But I believe that at his first birthday, we gave him an entire cake. it was a small cake, but it was an entire cake.
Yeah, yeah.
And we just put him in a high chair and set the cake in front of him.
That strikes me as the kind of thing your sister would have done at that point in time for sure.
Yeah, it was a fucking mess. But
what
yeah.
a great birthday great present,
pictures, though.
Yeah. Oh God,
I'd like to just sit naked in front of my cake and just like wipe it on me.
Totally,
and eat it
diaper,
like a
nothing else.
Yeah.
We'll just put you in a diaper and
Oops.
Give you a cake.
Can I get a namaste?
That wasn't namaste.
I did leave him at home wearing nothing but a diaper, but eating a pasta with cut up pieces of hamburger in it.
Yeah,
right.
So
you like barbecued hamburgers chopped up, and that's the meat part of your pasta and the red sauce.
And then what was the red sauce? Yeah. Okay. So it was like a spaghetti type thing.
It was a jar of red sauce that we had made and found in the deep freezer this week and thought, hey, let's see if this is any good still.
Oh, no.
No, I mean, we can and bottle lots of chilies and stews and red sauces and just kind of forget about them when we put other things on top of them.
Yeah. As long as you cook it right away, you're good.
No, deep freezer, man. That's
good. No, I mean,
out
years. Of the deep freezer, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Every once in a while, you pull something out of the freezer and reheat it, and the life has been sucked out of it.
Yeah.
It tastes like...
Like when the pesto cubes would go really brown.
No,
not
but
just a little brown.
Dude, but... And,
little brown
and they'd
just
get
means
all, like,
oxygen.
They'd get like ice all over them, and like they would look horrible, and they would change color.
Freezer
but you heat those fucking things
They're
up, and they
so
would still
good.
Be delicious. <They're>
fresh off the
somebody
damn
be like,
plant
oh.
pesto. Yeah.
Somebody would be like, oh, this is delicious. I'd be like, yeah, it was in the freezer for 6 years. I thought there would be no way it would still be edible.
Just throw a little butter and salt in it. It was perfect.
Fine. It's really good.
Space food.
Fuck yeah.
What did you do for the weekend, Rick?
I recorded Heterophobia.
Ooh.
It was so fucking
Lots
rad.
Lots of Heterophobia
oh
in this
my
house.
God.
All weekend.
So yeah, so the house has been full of like angsty gay people.
Yeah.
Angsty gay punk rockers.
It's always full of angsty gay person, but this was like all of it. So it was fantastic.
But like dirty punk rockers in the days of yore.
Yes. And yeah. They're so much fun and it's turning out really good.
Like when you lived with me and I had no sense of hygiene.
It is like that. It is like looking at us, but years later. And there's the one straight guy who like.
Who, the old guy?
Yeah. No. The drummer. No, and I guess you're right. Alex counts as straight too.
From Prince Robot,
but Cactus exactly
the new guy.
But Cactus, right, the drummer, is also straight, and really the band's not. It's not. It's barely 50% gay. Maybe I don't even know that. It might only be 25%.
I'm afraid
gay.
Of straight people. I mean, like, you know, they vote against me in a lot of ways.
Poor straight people.
I'm not even. I'm just sorry.
Straight people don't know what they're doing half the time.
I fumble around, like I said, when I need to be. Like, and I've done that more than 350 times.
It's so awful. Oh, we played.
I've really painted myself into a corner here.
Namaste.
Oh, I was gonna hit.
The world of heterosexual is a sick and boring life.
Thank you, Edie. Thank you.
Says it all.
Beautiful.
If you ever need to know the secrets of life, just listen to Edie.
Oh. She knows what's up.
Off to a good start.
No, I don't want no goddamn eggs.
Heading to John Waters movies. All right.
I'm trying to steer it back in familiar territory.
Okay.
Instead of like, you know. How about we have another song?
There we go.
Oh. Oh.
Dude, right into it. Bam.
Bam. No, how many songs did you guys bring to play?
Four, because the one went to the Patreon.
Yeah, and if you wanted to hear that other one, you're going to have to subscribe.
Fork out the $5.
Well, let me slow my roll here. Let's get some real introductions then out of the way. Kava, Max, where are you from? Like, you're not Renoites because we'd have known about you. Nick and I have been doing this thing for a minute, and so is Rick. We've never met you guys at any of the shows.
No,
so
for sure.
Who the hell are you? Why are you in Reno?
Well,
it's Kiva, right?
Yeah.
Oh God, I'm sorry.
It's all good.
Don't worry.
I like that too.
Kiva,
Kava,
like
Kava.
Tivas. Okay. No.
Like the
I think Kava is her middle name.
I have to think
name.
Of stupid things like that.
Do you want to go first?
I mean, ladies first.
Oh, okay. Well, it all started when my parents came over from Africa on a boat. No, I'm just kidding. They were on a plane, not a boat. You know, and then they met in Texas, of all places, and then moved to Reno, and boom, I was born, and I was like, what's up, guys?
So are you a Renoite?
Yeah, I was born at St. Mary's.
Hell yeah.
Right on.
My son.
Yeah.
I was like, I haven't seen any of the open mics, and then I realized, I don't go to open mics anymore because I'm old with children.
Well, I hear that. Yeah, and then just started playing music, and I met Max. I don't even know what year. Mm. The year?
And Max?
Well, Max, are you from
year one? Yeah. Yeah,
God damn it, I would like to lodge a complaint against Kim, who told me you guys are from Sacramento and you moved here.
Oh. Well, that one's...
I'm just going to... Damn it, Kim!
How lame would that be if a Sacramento kids came here and called themselves Reno Envy or Nevada Envy?
No, yeah.
Like, you better at least be from like Wadsworth or something.
They're Blue Envy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're Blue Envy, and it's ENVY. It has nothing to do with Nevada, right?
Well...
Kind of.
It mostly has to do with like, you know... The sky is blue, right?
Yeah.
It's over everything. It gives people something to look up to.
Yeah.
That's true in Sacramento, too. Yeah.
No, but they have the mountains.
I think our skies are bluer.
Yeah. Our skies are way better.
You know, and then the Bruce Lee water thing.
So, I was trying to lead you guys down a different garden path.
Yeah, you pour water in the cup, it becomes the cup.
So, hey, Renoites. How long have you been playing music in town? God damn. Whoa. This show sucks already.
I hate it. I know. I think the next 350 are going to be just like this.
I mean, Kiva, you've been playing...
For a while.
Yeah, damn near forever.
Yeah. Since I was 15, but then I met you in 2013, 2014.
14, then, I think. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was playing with a country band.
Mm-hmm.
Who?
I was doing that.
Sexually.
Yeah. Anyone we know?
Of course.
Yeah, which country band?
The Whiskey Heroes. actually.
I've seen them on flyers.
Yeah. Shit. No, we don't get out to a lot of country shows, damn it.
Yeah.
Well, so I was playing with them, and then the drummer from that band, the two of us were at his house, and then Kevin knew him.
Yeah.
And that's how we all met, and we started a band.
Nice.
And was that kind of country too, or were you guys we're sick of this country shit?
No, country at all.
It was a rock band.
Yeah.
Nice.
It was a rock band. And then me and Kiva started this project.
Yep.
And
very cool.
It's kind of been very like under the radar, and like shout out to Heterophobia.
Yes, Heterophobia.
They let us open for them.
Yeah.
That was our very first show at the 40 Mile Saloon.
Dude.
When was that?
Like a month ago?
Yeah.
Okay, I remember they just played recently there.
Yeah, nice. It was with Sightlines from British Columbia.
Yes.
Our friends from up north.
That's my favorite kind of Columbia.
And they didn't apologize that much, surprisingly, for being Canadian.
But they never tipped.
No.
It was awful. And they called Silverware Company.
I would just like to point out that you were kind of apologizing for Canadians not apologizing.
Well, I mean, I am part Canadian. I'm sorry, that's a lie.
Sorry. Right.
No, much love to my Maple Leaf people up north. Yeah. But seriously, thanks to Heterophobia. Those guys were awesome.
They're such fucking rad dudes.
And so
freaking cool, man. And they just, opened for us. And that was like a really big deal for me and Kiva because we hadn't played a show together. We've been writing songs and stuff. But
So this is basically the beginning genesis.
Yeah.
So when you're all like American Idol famous here in a couple years, the two
You'll
of you
still
is a duo.
Be embarrassed of this show.
Yeah.
No.
It'll be great. Yeah.
You might actually not be able to go on that show because of your appearance.
Of everything we said here.
May or may not have happened to previous guests.
Yeah. Yes. The lawyers call us. They're like, you must take that episode down.
Sorry, man. It's on the internet. It's out there.
So good.
It's done.
Yeah. It's only been a handful of times that somebody was like, I can't get a job unless you take the stupid show down.
And by a handful, Rick has small hands.
That's why they call him Tiny Hand Rick.
They don't call me that. No.
They call him Dog Water Dick.
Yeah. Sounds
awesome. Which is, reasonably creepy, too.
Oh, man.
Rory, do you realize tomorrow is my sobriety date?
Yeah.
Ooh, I did not.
Tomorrow.
How old will you be?
I will be 13 tomorrow.
Do you know how I know that?
Yes, dude.
How?
Because Riku is going to be 13 in July.
Yes. Rory never asked because Riku was born right after I got sober. So.
And it was. And as always, I hope you extended your mother a happy Mother's Day from me.
Yes, and they got me a card. And they're so sweet. So, yeah. So
I was the first Mother's Day I got to call Linda.
The reason my last drunk for Max and Kiva. My last drunk I wrecked the house and put a speaker through a car's windshield and fucking ripped all the closet doors off. And the police came and they dragged me away to jail.
Hi.
Which I thought was
Hi Linda.
I thought you could just wreck your own house.
Unimaginable now.
Rick's in jail and he needs bail money. Happy Mother's Day.
Mother's Day.
And both my dad's family and my mom's family were on the same beach where there was no cell phone service.
Oh,
yeah.
So it was a great time to do something that.
Like,
you know when you do something stupid when you're drunk.
At the time, it was so like, oh my god, but now it's so hysterical.
I remember my mom being like, "How could you do this on Mother's Day?" And I was like, I was thinking that it was Mother's Day
because I was drunk.
And then I was like, "Well, you know, the upside will be that if I stay sober," which at the time we didn't know if that was going to happen, but if I stay sober, my birthday will always be on Mother's Day. Won't that be great?
Dang, that's awesome.
And as somebody who is never a mother, I now get a card from my family every Mother's Day, which is awesome. You guys.
I didn't call and wish you a happy Mother's Day, but come to Riku's. I was busy with a birthday party for a baby.
We were wondering where you were on that. Mm.
Oh, I'm sorry. And it was Heterophobia. I had to record Heterophobia. You guys. They're like...
They keep coming up, so I'm going to say, you can also see them at Merry Anarchy this weekend.
Oh,
yeah.
Which day are they?
I believe they are day one.
I believe so as well.
Yeah.
We'll talk. Got it right here. We'll talk more about Mary Anarchy in a later segment.
Yeah,
of the show.
Heterophobia sure. is like third to last. Big choir. We know we have a problem right there.
But first in our hearts.
Friday on day one. Yeah.
So first in our hearts and pants.
They'll be about I don't know, maybe 10 o'clock or something, 9:30 or 10 or something like that.
Fuck yeah. Awesome.
Well, yeah, because they're one of the bands we want to like draw people into the room because they have such a good draw.
Mm-hmm. They do. Mm-hmm. They're really good.
Yeah. Yeah. They got a lot of people come out for them.
Yeah, yeah,
and it's always a fun time show. Like,
oh yeah,
they need exploding glitter, not just glitter, but like instead of pyrotechnics, but little poof poof glitter machines to shower the audience with glitter and lasers.
We'd appreciate that.
Put our eyes out.
You should manage it, Roy.
I think we could go to great heights.
Yes.
All right, now I feel like it's an appropriate time to ask for another song.
Okay, cool. Right.
And then we'll talk about you guys.
Is your guitar still in tune, both of ye? Because the temperature in the room has changed drastically.
My shoes are still on.
I mean, yeah.
I'm okay.
It's okay? Okay.
Yeah. You want to do Tell Me Why? Mm-hmm. Since we did a state line.
Yeah.
Ooh, I hate this capo. All right. It's the only one I could find in my garage before I came here, so.
I think Rick has another capo.
I have one. Yeah. Do you want one?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Oh, let me grab one.
Do you want, the regular hingy one? You know.
yeah.
I don't know what they're called, but I know what they look like.
Yeah.
Oh, and of course, no, he doesn't.
Who doesn't play guitar. I got tons of capos.
Oh, yes, I'll do this one. Thank you. Okay, cool. Thank you so much. Yeah, saved my life here.
Ladies and gentlemen, Rick Spagnola in studio.
Oh, creepy. I'm off mic.
It's very creepy.
I'm going to cut all of
probably
this
edit out. This part.
It would help if you put on pants more often, but whatever.
Yeah, if we don't edit that part, I just want to apologize to the listening audience.
I know. Now who's Canadian?
Sorry about that. Sorry. From the worst little podcast.
Hey,
Forget
about it.
Love that.
They don't really say a lot.
Canadians. A nice, fine, clean people and good cheesemakers.
Mm. Absolutely.
Mm. Yes.
Cheese absolutely. And beer.
Fucking A, hey.
Everybody loves that Canadian cheese.
Dude, have you had straight up Canadian cheese outside of Montreal? Like, oh, it's good cheese.
Sounds like a cheese.
Is that where Monterey Jack comes from? No.
No.
Does Monterey Jack come from Monterey?
Yes. Yes. They milk it from dolphins, Rick.
The Monterey Bay Aquarium. Is that they make Monterey Jack?
Oh, God.
It's not a dude named Jack.
It's not that different from Jack cheese just tastes like, it's not special. Stupid.
Does it have a flavor? Kraft singles have more of a flavor.
Yeah. No, Monterey, it's like white cheese. White cheese has no.
It's just filler.
This is bland crap.
So as most things white.
Right? Yeah. White only looks good when you mix it with something else.
I'm bad for laughing.
Hey, have you seen pictures of my son?
No. Right. It's good. It's good for gently softening other features. That's all it's good for.
Oh, my God.
Other than that, it's just bland as shit.
Love it.
Wow. And Blue Envy, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, this song's called Tell Me Why. It's about love, you know? Tell me why I see you when I close my eyes to sleep. Tell me why I need you like a heart needs a beat. Tell me why? Tell me why? Why do I still love you when I look you in the eye? Why do I still want you when you always make me cry? Tell me why? Tell me why? I just want someone to hold. I just want someone to touch. I just want someone who loves me. Love me with all they got. Tell me it's you, you. Tell me it's you, you, you. Yeah, yeah. Ba-da-dum-bum, bum ba-da-dum-ba. Ba-da-dum-ba, bum ba-da-dum-ba, yeah. Will you always promise me that you will never leave? Will you say forever if forever is with me? Tell me how. Tell me how. I just want someone to hold. I just want someone to touch. I just want someone who loves me. Love me with all they got. Tell me it's you, you. Tell me it's you, you, you. Yeah, yeah. Ba-da-dum-bum, bum ba-da-dum-ba. Ba-da-dum-ba, bum ba-da-dum-ba, yeah.
Yeah,
all right. That was rad.
Thanks.
Gorgeous.
That was
Thank
some cool
you.
Lyrics there too.
There's
an early in the song about a heart wants to beat.
Yeah, yeah.
I got a poem that's got a line exact like those are the words. Yeah. Same words. Yeah, sister.
Feel you.
Yeah, yeah. That's some good stuff.
That was awesome. A great song.
Thank you. Thank you guys.
Do you guys want to double up and do another one? Or
no, they don't have enough songs.
Actually, right. We do.
About them.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have to talk about you some more, I forgot.
They have a lot. They have practice
Wait, so
oh, what? Like if you want to like just throw out something you haven't practiced, that's fun too.
All right.
We're down. I feel the vibe.
I mean, I have one question though. He said earlier that you were Rumi, your poet. I mean, is that like, I mean, are you R-U-M-I or R-O-O-M-E-Y?
R-O-O-M-Y.
Okay. So earlier when we were doing a sound check, I felt O-O-M-Y. But in days of past, like 13 years ago, we were O-M-I-E's.
Yep. Really?
Yes. We lived together for like 10 years.
Yep.
That also works
for homies.
I moved a girlfriend, turned her into a wife, and had a baby with her next door to his bedroom.
Yep. We all lived together when that happened.
Goals.
And then they moved out, and I started the studio when I was 2 years sober.
Because he had a room free.
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing.
That's cool.
I love that.
And she's finishing 7th grade and is 12 going on 13.
There we go.
She's so, like, one of the stars on our show.
That's what that means in real life. When I've been sober for 13 years means a little kid can become a baby to a little human. Like, in that weird amount of time. It's
weird because I look at her and I think, that's how old my sobriety is. That's so
weird.
Well,
that's also how old the studio is in so many ways.
Yeah, yeah. Riku is just a little bit younger. It was a little bit older than the studio.
Yeah,
just a hair. Because I started.
You had started recording people the year before, like Joni.
Yeah, no, that was all around the earliest stuff that began happening when I got the equipment to be able to do more than two mics. That was about 2 years sober. Right at 2 years sober when I was about it.
Oh,
and so it's 13 years now. So it's
I meant
about
the baby
11.
Shower, but okay.
Oh no, that happened beforehand, but it doesn't count, right? Because that was a mixer going into a CD recorder, which was so shitty. It was so, and it just the whole thing was clipped, and we were drunk as fuck. It just goes to show what the studio was like before I got sober. I'm gonna have a studio.
That was the starting point.
Wait, listen.
A Korg synthesizer, a PA, and a CD recorder.
Oh, God. That's fucking awful.
That is the embryo.
Still,
youth
and if anything goes wrong, I'm going to smash it all. That's what I do. I smash shit.
Hulk.
Shit doesn't hit back, so I break it.
Well,
that's what
you're clipping there, buddy.
I'm
calm
sorry,
down.
Right.
Calm down.
So that was what Drunk Rick was like.
Wow. Yeah,
I got a lot of friends who were like, I can't imagine you being like that. Rory remembers.
So the scary parts were scary, but the fun parts were so much fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
No, I mean, yeah. Rick, we did, that was the summers we were friends with and we did a lot of camping.
Dropping acid with guns. There's so many pictures of us. Got just guns like shoved in our waistband. Hey, we're all tripping balls.
I'm gonna dial this back and maybe say that might not want to be.
That was so much fun. And just like shooting the gun off into the forest around us while we're tripping. And the way the fucking fire would shoot out and the cannon sound would just ring out over the whole hills. And
you can delete names later.
Oh my
later,
God.
Right?
Yeah, no. Doesn't mind if we
there's you know issues.
Oh, we're talking about like 20 years ago.
Oh yeah,
but there's certain
we don't want to affect anyone's.
Oh, should we bleep the name?
Yeah, please.
Okay,
we'll bleep it this week.
Anybody who knows, but let's bleep the name, please.
Okay, that was
who led into that, so it's my fault.
None of that might have ever happened.
Allegedly. Wait.
Allegedly.
We'll just throw that into the story. Allegedly.
Problem solved.
Remember when we got into a fight in front of Bally's in Vegas and you spit in my face?
Yes.
And I didn't hit you because I saw the security guards waiting to arrest us both.
anybody who's ever been super mad and then just like spit in somebody's face and had them. And then you just stood there and I watched my spit drip down the front of your
face. And taunted me.
Yes. Like,
and
come
taunted
on,
me.
Bring it on. And there's somebody right behind me that's ready to arrest us both if you do anything.
Yep.
Oh, that was fucking great.
That's what kind of good fucking friend I am.
Good.
Like, I'd like to hit you, and maybe I'm going to passive aggressively take this out on you, but not taking out the trash on trash day. But I'm not going to hit you right now because I don't want to go to jail the night before Coachella.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. But luckily, I'm the kind of angry drunk that the next day I feel so bad.
Yeah.
I feel so bad, and I just like apology tour. Like, I'm such a jackass. I'm sorry, you guys.
Oh,
I ruin everything. I'm sorry, you guys.
Aren't you glad that you
happy anniversary?
Yeah. You haven't had that for 13 years.
Well, and
so.
you know how you got somebody who like you got a boyfriend that cheats on you or a husband that cheats on you because he's drunk and he's all, "Well, I was drunk,"
Preach.
And then he continues to drink,
mm-hmm.
which is
wow.
like, well, if wow. you're if you did that because you were drunk, that means you can't handle alcohol anymore, right?
And Rick, I think a lot of the dysfunction in your life and my own at the same time was because of the fact that we were dating each other but having sex with other people and pretending that we weren't like totally in love with each other.
Ooh, we're
in,
going deep.
In our drunken haze.
There were seasons like that. You're right.
Absolutely. We were Rick and Rory's house.
Yeah,
that's what everybody called it.
Rick and
Yet
Rory.
There was another guy who lived there too, but nobody acknowledged that. Even though he was the one who fixed everything.
Fuck. Godspeed, Mike.
Yeah,
rest in peace. Because Mike passed.
Yeah.
Which is funny. You never would have thought living with us back then that we would be okay and Mike would be dead.
The one with the job.
Yeah.
Mike, Rick, I just want to thank your 13-year-old sober self for the studio and all the 350 episodes you've given us.
And you guys, I haven't
taking
fucking
my daughter to church.
I haven't smashed
doing lots of really good things.
I haven't smashed the house in anger in 13 years. so yeah.
So here's the next 13 years of that.
You haven't yelled at me in 13 years.
Fuck, that's weird. Because you deserve it sometimes.
As a battered and battering spouse of yours, ex-spouse of yours, yeah. I don't mind not being yelled at, but I believe I have yelled at you.
Oh.
Because I still drink.
Too. Right.
My problem is
it's like
well, and I'm
drinks.
Not perfect.
It's like watching Ren and Stimpy or something. They make me so angry, but they're best friends, you know?
Oh, yeah. And we will pee on an electric fence together.
Oh, it's so true. There's a reason why when somebody turns up murdered, they're always like, okay, it's the spouse did it. It's always the spouse.
I love that.
Little trip down memory lane.
A little heartwarming story here. And so all of you out there who struggle, really, there's hope. You could turn out like Rick.
Yeah. And if you're really terrible when you're drunk, maybe you're not allowed to drink anymore.
It's a good point.
Mm-hmm. So get your shit together or quit.
Or just don't get that drunk.
Right. Well, that wasn't an option, Nick.
That was
yeah.
My most
you start crossing
the
line
regrets,
and that's, yeah, I can't control that.
Or when it's just, yeah. It was like, why did you do 7? Shots. Why would you do that in one day? Like that's I'm not doing
because it was Tuesday.
Yep. me and Rory, when we had that month. We had the neighbors and all the people around, and the doctor asked me how was looking at my blood work and was like, exactly how much do you drink? Like, I remember her saying that,
and then we like, counted for a
we
month.
We counted, and it was 15 to 20 shots every day each.
And we're talking like five or six of us all together.
Because
like,
we all drank that.
And girlfriends and boyfriends.
It didn't seem
friends.
That weird because we were all drinking that much every day. Yeah. And if you drink that much every day, it's not a big deal.
And if there's a whole community of you doing it, it's really normalized.
Yes.
Life's good. Yeah. I didn't mean this to be a... but it's my birthday, so we talk about it.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. No, yeah.
There's a reason.
This is the perfect show to talk about.
This is the season of Rick getting sober. Okay.
The summertime of your sobriety.
Fuck yeah.
13's a weird number, too, though.
Mm-hmm. Right. So this may be the year I relapse.
Some people think it's unlucky. Some people think say this might be luckiest
the,
number.
This might be the year I kick my daughter out of the house. You never know. It's 13. And
oh, my God. You've been emancipated.
No paperwork, honey. Just go. Here's a backpack. Yeah. Go. Find your path.
Yeah, come back when you don't know fucking everything. Okay?
Contact my lawyer.
Oh, you've noticed that trend?
I think she's delightful because I only have to deal with her for an hour and a half.
A week.
Oh, she's so sweet. When I saw her at the party,
I love her so much.
She performs really very well for others.
And she's brilliantly intelligent.
She was on good behavior there.
But I know that she's really shitty sometimes, too, because I've seen that once in a while.
She's the worst parts of her mother and me put together.
That's awful.
Like, all of the petulant, whiny, entitled Cheyenne and me. Oh, yeah. That is Riku at 13 all over. Wow.
You got to get her into show business or something.
Yeah, we're working. Yeah. On it. Yeah. She's in choir.
She'll get better when she starts her own open mic night.
Oh, there you go.
So it's going to be awesome.
We got her in choir. That's good enough for now.
Fuck yeah.
That's awesome.
I want to get her some acting classes too. Just saying. How can we never get any Riku drops, Rick?
Oh,
we've
been talking about
I'm
her
so
forever.
Lazy.
I've been like,
I'm so lazy.
Softballing
I'm just like, and I don't have any new drops, so I'm just kind of like, it's the same old stuff.
So this was supposed to be a segment about talking about Blue Envy,
but they're
like leaning over their guitars with rapt interest here.
I mean, shoot, we to talk. I mean. Two things that I know a little something about, so yeah.
Yeah.
You know a little something about 13-year-old girls and...
definitely not that way. No.
Are you a parent?
No, an ex-girlfriend of mine had a 13-year-old going on like...
47.
No, she kind of... Sometimes she gave me that Rose vibe from... Golden Girls?
Yeah. That's kind of... Yeah.
No, and sometimes, like, super, super cool. Other times, it's a little difficult. But I learned a trick. And maybe, you know, we're not together anymore, but...
Sure, but you're... it's a good perspective.
The thing I will tell you, food works wonders.
Mm.
Anytime it was a little egg sandwich, done deal. That was it.
Well, it's everything
just crisis averted.
It's a blood sugar issue. They're not eating enough. They need a little food in their belly to like start thinking again.
Yeah, they're growing.
That's true.
Yeah,
true that.
Yeah, and the sobriety thing I know something about too.
Mm-hmm. Ah,
I've been 3 years myself.
Hey,
congratulations!
Yeah, so good job, Rick. That's a whole lot of one days.
Yeah.
That's a whole lot of one days, man.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Kiva, are you a drinker?
Not really.
You smoke hella ganj.
I used to, but then I thought I was dying one day and I wanted to go to the hospital and I knew I had just had to.
If marijuana did that to you, it's not for you.
Yeah, no, but the drinking thing, my ex was a heavy drinker, so that's why we were like, heavily.
You both know, you know her ex?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How long have you guys been friends?
Dude, since 1990?
Oh yeah, you know.
Oh wow!
No, seriously, like it was crazy. Like, so it's been like what, 5 years?
Yeah, about 5 years.
No, 1990 is a long.
I know. Actual like
5 years,
like real 5 years, mm-hmm. But. Like
I think when he said 1990,
spiritually,
he meant hella days.
Hella days.
Wait. Yes, I am from Reno. I say hella.
Yeah.
I do.
That's how many.
And really, hella
Renoites
days.
Change a light bulb.
Hella. And how long does it take?
Days.
It takes. It takes a minute.
I'm reading a book that has a character named Hella.
Nice.
It's a girl and her name is Hella. And every time I read her name, I'm all, her name is fucking Hella. It's Hella.
Hella. Oh. Rad.
But yeah, no, that's like awesome. We started finding out that, so like even though Kiva's family is from Cameroon, from mm-hmm. Africa, and like, you know, my dad's from Bishop, we started finding out that like the parental values that they all had, mm-hmm. like exactly the same. We were raised yeah. pretty much the same way.
Yeah.
And like just throughout the time, it was like, we didn't have to explain anything because mm-hmm. we understood the perspective.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, the main building block of that is the golden rule, of course.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and just kind of everything falls into that category. And, yep. you know, as you get older and stuff, you come across a lot of people and you find out that that's like it's a thing that people will post on their Facebook wall, but not always like do it 100%.
Apply yeah. to real life mm-hmm. situations.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So that's why, like, I mean, as soon as I got to know Kiva a lot better, I was like, yo, yeah. that's my sister right there.
Yep.
Nice.
Click. Yeah. Twins.
Yeah. For real, though.
But it sounds like last song.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
was meant to be because that was beautiful.
Oh, really. Thank you. That was thank you.
I really like that song.
It's actually written thanks, about a German boy who broke my heart. If he ever hears this, hey, you know what? I'm still mad, but you're cute. So.
There it is.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, that's awesome.
Hell, all of my love songs are about exes because, right. shit, I don't have time to write that much about my wife.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck me over. I'll write a song.
Some of those
about
old
you.
Songs are still good, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
Probably dig them up. Awesome. Should we do what we do best since it's the 350th episode?
Right now, or do we do a song and then that?
Let's do that, then a song or two. We got a couple more to go, right?
Mm-hmm.
All
right. I mean, is that right? You guys?
Yeah. Well, Rick, then give me anyway, give me a second. Shoot. I deleted the Facebook app. Something. So I don't have access to the questions.
We'll do the quick one where, yeah, okay. We'll just do a quick one. So
but, oh, yeah, I deleted the Facebook app from my phone. I am breaking my own addictions starting last week.
That's awesome.
I spend way too much time with my face on that damn phone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is the first Marianer key where I don't get to use Facebook for it. And I feel like a better person not being on. I don't feel like a better person. Like, oh, I'm so great. I feel like my mind is healthier now. Yeah. I'm all, oh, this is nice. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't really give a fuck about that until my wife saw. You better read this.
Oh, wow.
Oh shit, let me see that. Oh no, shit, that went down. But you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. Like being detached from it has been really nice for a few months. Awesome. I gotta admit,
you're an inspiration to us all. No, really, I deleted the app from my phone, so I can't look up the questions anymore. But Rick, can I have the? We're stalling for the music here.
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Oh, thank you, sir. Oh, I feel so much better. The room is. Hey,
too.
Look, the band. You see that? Those guys who just walked in over here.
Oh,
the live
hey.
Jazz band. Hey, yeah, hey. They're the house band. They live in the basement. Good guys. They only know this one song. Mm-hmm. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, freaks and perverts of all ages, it's time for our favorite portion of the show, the worst little quiz in the world, where I'm going to ask our contestants some random questions that they probably don't want to answer on the internet. For fun and not so many prizes, are you ready to play?
Hell yeah!
As ready as I'll ever be.
Awesome. For my first question, what is your favorite form of pork?
Kiva. Bacon.
Bacon?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's too many kinds. I mean, really, it's a fine animal, that pig. But if I had to pick maybe two, I would definitely go with bacon as well.
Okay, she already picked it, but
we'll move it on. Al pastor.
Oh, that's the best. That's my favorite. That's my pick.
Good answer, sir.
El Pastor fucking rules.
I mean, I know my way around a kitchen.
You're only going to get points for one, so.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Well, you know what? We'll leave it with that. I mean, right. You can't really go wrong with pineapple and amazingness. So, yeah.
Nick?
Love that.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't want to steal your question.
Rick,
I want to hear one of Rory's questions, and he'll probably ask that later. So my question is, if the regular, you guys are brand new to the show, so I'm going to ask you the same old questions I ask everybody.
Okay.
You're taking a celebrity road trip. Who is the celebrity you take, and what kind of car do you guys do across America?
Definitely a Maserati, and it's going to definitely be Thor. But the Thor from the last Avengers, because he seems more like, you know.
Blah, 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 blah. Don't talk to me, new Avenger, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, no spoilers.
Blah, blah, blah,
blah. Sorry.
Some people still haven't seen Avengers.
Didn't give anything away. Sorry.
Hey, you know, the rest of the world, you spoil it on Facebook. I don't care, but this is my damn show. Blah, blah, blah.
I know what you're talking about. I'm going to give you points for that.
Okay, okay.
Absolutely.
All right, are we talking about are celebrities alive or celebrities dead?
Oh, anytime.
Ooh.
It doesn't
any.
Matter.
And but I would like you to specify if you are going to pick dead celebrities at their prime or are they as they are today.
Oh.
Please specify one or the other.
Can it be somewhere in the middle? Because I kind of, like, I'm saying Cadillac, Eldorado,
okay. All right,
convertible with Cab Calloway.
Whoa.
Towards the end there. Just because I know that dude's stories would fill up an entire trip across the country and they would be amazing.
You could probably write some bestsellers just from listening to them.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Cab Calloway, final answer.
That's a great answer.
Good. I'm bad.
Old crazy Cab Calloway.
The craziest. Like, right after. No, okay, so specific, like, right after Blues Brothers.
Right. Yeah.
Like.
When he's cruising and just happy, yeah. Rick, question.
In all of history, what 2 weeks would you spend and where?
Ooh, whoa. New question, Rick. I like it.
I wanted to ask this last week, but everybody was asking like weird, like ethereal bullshit like that, so I didn't want to use it. Mm. But this week, yeah.
That's so hard. In all of history. Yeah. Oh, definitely the Roman Empire era.
Where nice.
Yeah, which 2 weeks, though? Yeah, that's what he said. Which 2 weeks?
The Roman Empire era is really long. But sometime during the Pax Romana.
I don't know. I don't know.
Early, middle, or late?
Okay.
Middle.
Middle.
Yeah.
Middle.
Nah. And would you choose, what season would you choose?
Oh, definitely fall. Or winter. Good
time. Yeah. Winter in the Mediterranean. Quite nice.
Mmm. Didn't know that.
I've never been. I just hope.
Oh.
Man. Well, that is a really difficult one to answer because there's so many places.
But, so many 2 weeks.
Yeah. I mean, I would definitely not like to be in Hawaii the first week of December 1941. That would not be
bad
fun.
Choice.
I can feel like. It'd be easier for me to pick the places I would rather
there's
not
lots
be.
Of fun. I don't want to be a
you
want to
go? Namaste.
So how about, if we're going to keep it in the Mediterranean, how about 2 weeks peak of the Renaissance?
Oh,
nice.
Where right when Michelangelo's finishing the Sistine Chapel. So catch that paint fresh.
And he totally mic drops the paintbrush.
That's
like,
it.
Boom. Out of here, bitches.
Arrivederci.
Oh, my God.
I like the thought process on that one. That was good. Are we going to move to rapid fire? Are we going to keep doing
I was going to do another round at least here because you wanted me to ask another question. I think I know what it is.
Yeah.
Upon your demise, correct?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Upon your demise, where would you haunt?
Oh, yo, Hollywood Boulevard. I don't know.
Yeah.
Seen some interesting people down there. Yeah. So
good
that's
call.
All
right.
Yeah.
Good call.
Yeah. I would say Africa, but.
There might be a lot of other famous ghosts down there, too.
That's true.
Like Marilyn Monroe is all, what's up, girl?
Yeah. I like that.
Is this a. Yeah. Well, if I had to haunt a place, I feel like I'd let him go for something that was a little bit more like it'd be irritating to the people doing it. Like, I'd just troll him.
Yeah.
And it'd specifically be wherever wherever my brother's at.
From what little I know of you, it seems like that's the kind of ghost you would be.
Yeah. I mean, you just have some fun, and it would definitely be messing with my brother for sure.
Okay.
Austin, so what's up?
Your brother's bathroom or
his whereabouts?
No, he can keep his privacy. I don't need to see all that. But, you know,
his kitchen.
Yeah. Just like when he goes to get the salt shaker, you know, do the classic gag, like undo the top of it. Gotcha.
Every time.
Oh man. But yeah, I think just little petty stuff like that would be kind of fun. That'd be all right.
That's awesome.
My next second question is what was the first live concert you ever went to there? You know, big show where you're like, holy shit, I can't believe I'm here.
Ooh,
like not a basement show, but a ticketed show.
It was The Taste of Chaos with The Used and My Chemical Romance and Under Oath, and I was like, oh my gosh.
Where was that at?
The Lawler Event Center.
Event? All right, cool, yeah, cool. Yeah. That's so a very Reno answer.
Yeah.
Where'd you get drunk first, Lawler? Where'd you lose your virginity, Lawler?
Whoa. Or Kmart parking lot.
Oh, shit.
Oh, I jumped the shark on that one. Max, you're going to have to answer the same question, too.
So, actually, this is kind of funny because, I mean, it is true. My very first ticketed concert, like big event, Pioneer Center, Weird Al.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Lost my ish, dude. It was over. Seeing him like on stage, and I mean, he went through.
Which era was this?
The greatest. It was right after Running with Scissors. So okay, Running with Scissors had been out for like a year or two, I think. So it, like all the, you know, flyers and posters and stuff had, you know, the Phantom Menace, mm-hmm. and him in the Jedi robe. But yeah, I'll never forget.
But that's prime Weird Al years.
Dude, it was it was amazing. It was skinny Weird Al years. And he, the keyboard player, I can't remember his name. I think it's Steve. He was like, he comes out, Al comes out in a bathrobe with like a fake bubble pipe. And he's like, you know, giving a little monologue. It's always nice to do these hometown shows, you know. And his keyboard guy just like, you know, nice little subtle things. But then he starts picking up the pace and he starts doing, you know, some ragtime. And Al just turns around and goes, you can, yeah. He goes, okay, cool. And then he picks it back up again. Of course, in 30 seconds, he's back to ragtime in it. And Al just turns around with the cap gun. Boom. Dumps on him, shoots him. All right, so we're going to finish the show without keyboards. And I was like, not even a thing, just kept going. And my life was changed forever. It's one of the biggest reasons
showmanship
why I'm playing
and
music.
Yeah.
It's one of the biggest reasons. Weird Al, man.
Has anyone else in the room seen the Weird Al concert?
No.
No.
I have.
Yes.
He was. You guys are brothers.
Tight. Dude. Like, their band is so tight.
They're amazing. Wow. It's chock full of like top. These guys could go be like millionaires just being studio guys and play on like every number one record in any chart anywhere, but they're playing with Weird Al.
Yeah,
they're
they've
amazing.
Been doing it the whole time.
Like, yeah,
that's why they're so good. They've been doing it so long. They're the best at. But they also always pick up new songs, mm-hmm. the new hits that are out there.
Right,
like it's easy.
Yeah, I'm sure they're like one take Timmy that stuff. Like,
yeah. To hear it. Yeah, it's go see Weird Al.
Yeah, seriously.
Better than Zeppelin.
All right, Rick, do you have another question?
Can we ask dirty ones?
Yeah. Well, all right, so we got Kmart parking lot.
Yes, yeah.
Which is an answer to a question we regularly ask on the show. Describe the location and age of the loss of your flower.
Yo, 18 Kmart parking lot, dead of winter.
Good play, dude. That is so Reno.
I said I was going to Walmart. I told my mom I was going to Walmart, and I lied.
The abandoned Kmart parking lot.
Yeah,
it was after
it
closed.
Could have happened to
right?
Walmart too.
No, not Walmart. No.
No, but it was after they closed the Kmart. And like,
yeah. There's nobody there.
Yeah, just a big old empty lot with skaters and homos. Yeah.
Not Walmart.
Massive
I have standards, guys. You know.
Massive
All right.
points.
Max, how about yourself?
Well,
if you tell me it was at the Weird Al concert, I will fall over.
No, that at that period of time in my life, whoever I would have done that with, it would have been statutory rape. So. I was 12, but I don't know, man.
You don't remember the first time you had sex?
Well, no, no, I totally do.
Okay. Where and how old were you?
Well, I mean,
right. Without saying any names,
you can take a pass if you want to.
And you can also pass. But well, yeah, I mean,
you can pass.
No, it was all right. I'll say I was in the prime of my youth, and let's see. I mean, I don't know.
Were you driving?
I was gonna say it at your mom's house, but I don't know the mother situation, so that's not, I mean, that's make a joke. But
so close to Mother's Day too.
I know, right? Bad days. Yeah, yeah. That's why I didn't.
Too soon.
But here we are talking about.
No, yeah. It was at my house.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. All right.
Nothing too exciting. Pedestrian. But, yeah, a little pedestrian, yeah. But you know.
Nothing like a Kmart parking.
Yeah. Woo! Champion. No, just kidding.
That's a win. That's a winning story right there.
I feel like you should change it to Shopko.
Well, I don't think he's gonna pick it up. But
blue light special.
We could. Oh, Blue Envy.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
It all makes sense.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to jump over some rapid-fire questions here.
Cool.
All right, real quick, Elvis or Beatles?
Beatles.
Elvis.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Never seen any of them.
Star Wars.
Ooh. Rick.
Oh, would you rather have AIDS or cancer?
AIDS.
Cancer.
Really?
So far, you guys are not lining up at all, which is awesome.
Who wins in a fight, a python or an eagle?
Ooh, python. What's the eagle scratches?
I'm
going
to be a pretty
eyes.
Quick python. I'm going to say eagle because I love America.
Bacon or Canadian bacon?
Oh, bacon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, bacon.
Would you prefer to be gay or ginger?
What?
Would you prefer to be gay or red hair?
Definitely gay. Sorry. No offense to the gingers.
Definitely a ginger. Some of the best people in my life have been gingers, and yeah. I wouldn't be too upset with that.
Who wins in a fight, a donkey or a walrus?
Walrus. Donkey.
Donkey.
Yeah.
Donkey. I'm taking your first answer. I'm sorry. And again, you got like you didn't say donkey until you guys locked eyes.
Yeah.
I saw that. So you guys are still split. You can't look to him for like to try to get more points.
Okay, final rapid question for me. I'm gonna go with Marvel or DC?
Marvel.
Just for the sake, DC.
Oh.
I'm cool with both, to be honest, like equally, but for the sake of continuing our streak here, DC. All
right.
So together you can include it all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
good.
True.
Yep.
That's good.
Yep.
All right, Rick, any last question from you?
Burgers or pizza?
Burgers!
Booger pizza.
Cats or dogs?
Dogs.
Ooh. I'm going to go with dogs on that one, too.
Fuck
yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. So, for being some people with so much in common, you guys actually failed that personality test.
Right?
You are an MSRP and you are an ICUP. So, and there's like very little connection.
Opposites attract.
Yeah, that's true.
Let me tabulate the scores on my calculator. And man, I'm gonna have to go with Kiva as our winner.
I'm a champion.
Blue light special.
Yeah. Hey, really, the virginity story really screwed it up.
It was right. Kind of neck and neck right up into that, but that was like an extra 2,000 points in her bucket
thank
right
you.
There.
I know, but see, I would always go with Kiva anyway.
Thank
period.
You, Max.
Doesn't matter.
That's right. That's right. Okay.
Well, might we coax you into playing yet another tunage?
Oh, yes, we would love to. I won't do that again.
All right. This next one's called Tickle My Pickle.
Wait.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
This next
family tune.
Convenient.
Yeah, and this one's called Convenient.
You're gonna drown. Tell me now to ease your mind. The more
change, but you never really try. You're calling out my name, but you won't tell me why. Baby, call me crazy, call me lazy. Stuck inside this roller coaster of my nightmare. Yes, I'm Daisy. All the secrets that you told me late at night, and all the stories, yes, they're changing. Changing, yes, they're changing, always changing. The fall of you's like Rome, my love. A voice so great, but can't get up. I guess it's hard to ease your mind. The more and more I look at you, the more I see a different you. Tell me lies to ease my mind. You say you're gonna change, but you never really try. You're calling out my name, but you won't tell me why. Baby, call me crazy, call me lazy. Stuck inside this roller coaster of my nightmare. Yes, I'm Daisy. All the secrets that you told me late at night, and all the stories, yes, they're changing, always changing. Yes, they're changing, always changing. I guess I'm convenient. Oh no, I'm convenient. I guess I'm convenient. I think I'm convenient. Oh no, I'm convenient. I guess I'm convenient. Oh no, I. Oh no, I.
Yeah, yeah. That was good.
That was a good one too.
Need a breath
that,
there.
That was smoking. That
thank
was cool.
You,
that
yeah.
was good.
Thank you.
So what do you guys have coming up? Do you have any shows lined up?
Oh, no.
No, nothing on the book just yet.
Yeah, we're just about to go into the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Try to record.
We got any time next weekend?
Well, yeah, where are you guys recording at?
What's...
You're going to love this. You're going to love this. It's actually a guy that we've worked with previously. He's out in Sacramento.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. And worked with the awesome Aaron Chiazza as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's awesome.
Very cool.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
So recording, there we go. You guys gonna, do you play any of the open mics around here or any of that? Just to
no. So no. It's been kind of funny, like for the last couple of months we've actually been, I mean we work, mm-hmm. we got our Joe jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah.
But we've had a particularly difficult period of time for mm-hmm. the last like few months where it's like we haven't really even had time to, we've been working 7 days a week. So
you guys have weird schedules with the fact that we record on a Monday. It's like, holy crap, that's the one day we could do
it. Pretty much it was like, we're going to take an evening off mm-hmm. and go out and get it. And
yeah.
It was cool.
Yeah.
Right.
Our boss let us off the hook. So
yeah.
Do you work anywhere you want to give a shout out, or would you like to pretend like you're not that person that works at that office?
Well, I mean, my first job, I'm actually an ophthalmic technician. Mm. I work for an eye surgeon.
I don't even know what that word means.
So ophthalmic.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Ophthalmology.
Yeah. Is that like when you only eat fish?
Yeah.
No.
But it's eye medicine, like MDs, not DOs.
Mm.
OD.
Or ODs, pardon me. DOs, yeah, it's something else.
Which is weird because we actually have
osteopathy.
A medically trained OD who
treats and diagnose like diagnoses things and
So is it like how chiropractors aren't real doctors?
No, definitely not.
These are how eye doctors are more than technicians but less than a doctor. But then there are eye doctors who are actual MDs.
Oh, this is like how psychiatrists can write you drug prescriptions, but therapists can't.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
But an optometrist can write you a drug prescription because that's literally why they call glasses prescriptions.
Yes.
Because you have to have it from a licensed person.
Yeah, but if you take too many glasses, you can't get
high. But the ophthalmologists, they're straight up MDs who specialize in eyes. That's largely the difference there.
Yeah. Yeah, in our office, we're the office of Dr. Matthew Bronson Mills, MD. We do refractive surgery, but we are kind of like a general ophthalmologist. So we do like glaucoma, macular degeneration, and all kinds of
Can they fix macular degeneration now?
Well, working on it. Depends on how you mean by
lasers.
Fix. Yes.
I'm scared of that.
Are you a laser technician? Are you a like a Jedi Knight?
No, I'll assist with the laser procedures, but I mean it's a cool thing because
I'm so glad you're sober.
Yeah, me too. Right? Yeah,
that sounds like that sounds like a really specialized and difficult job.
No, it's the best part's the people, man. Like I remember
getting a root canal from a dental hygienist. I was like, yeah, I'm only like 13 months out of the joint.
I remember getting the tooth fixed by a guy, and he looked like he was high on pills, and he said, but don't worry, the nurse is a dentist in Mexico, so it's like he could do it all himself. And I'm like, what the fuck? I gotta get out of here.
Oh man.
Yeah, don't just go to get dentist stuff anywhere.
Especially not in the back of a van.
If the waiting room looks like shit, it might be because the office is shitty.
If the waiting room looks like somebody's living room, it might be because the office is the garage.
For real.
Well, hey, you know what? Does the same rule apply to food?
Yes.
Some of the worst looking dining rooms I've ever been in had been fired.
I'll eat shitty food.
I live for 2.5 years, in Louisiana?
All right.
2.5 years, 3, something like that. And the best place to get a good sandwich is out of the shittiest looking shack on the side of the road that looks like they haven't changed the grease trap in 10 years.
It's that grease that gives it its character and flavor, though.
Yeah, it's seasoning. It's seasoning. Yeah.
Soul.
So are the flies. Extra protein in your poor boy. No. There was nothing. But that's some good eats out of like some of the filthiest places you've ever seen.
You know, I had a friend who worked for the health department, and I remember her looking at me and me being like, oh, I love that place. And she'd be like, you eat there? Oh, their kitchen's bad, huh? She's like, I'm not even going to tell you. I'm not even going to tell you. I'm all good.
Yeah.
Because the food's amazing.
Yeah. I don't need to know that.
Best not to know.
Yeah, it's true.
We love all of our restaurant friends in the industry. Mm-hmm.
It's hard to keep a kitchen clean.
Yeah,
that's true. Okay. But yeah, agreed. As far as like the day job thing goes, like it's not a bad way to spend a day hanging out with our community's finest elder and senior citizens for the most part.
You have a patience of a statue.
No, they got some of the best. All you gotta do is just kind of you get it going, and then they've got some of the best little bits of advice that they can give a person. I mean, you're talking decades of experience.
Oh,
true.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
They got some. They've been around the block, and you know, for me, I've kept myself out of trouble by paying attention to those who know more than me about stuff and listening to what they have to say.
Dude, my day job, I serve a lot of older people too. And there's the older people that make you think, fuck, that is awful. You need to dig a hole and crawl into it. And then there's the old people that I'm like, man, I wouldn't mind being 90 if I was like you. Shit. You're the best.
You just blew Max away here.
I mean, you love him. You got love and respect for him, but he's not too far off base with that one.
I've had some really bad experiences. I think I've met some terrible people who
Rick's got decades in his industry. Yeah. Like dealing with elderly folk.
I do work for a lot of elderly people. But then like there was a woman who was 93 and she lived by herself, and I remember I broke something at her house and I broke this little statue thing, and I'm like, I'm so sorry, when we were cleaning your house, we broke this. And she looked at me and she goes, "Oh, honey, they're just things. Don't worry about it." And I was like, "Oh God, I could be 93 if I act like you." shit, that's awesome. Not everybody's like
that. Do you work there too?
Oh, no. My parents started a business called Creative Possibilities of Northern Nevada.
Oh, yeah. Shout out.
Yeah.
What is it?
Creative Possibilities of Northern Nevada. But we help take care of people with different disabilities. It was started because our family friend's daughter has, you know, severe disabilities. And he's like, we want to take care of her, but not give her to the state. So that's when we started here in Reno.
Oh, good. Oh,
that's awesome. Cool.
Max works there, amazing, too.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
Picked up a second gig.
Yeah. Which is,
it's been super cool. It's been really cool.
But I love it. It's really hard, but it's so awesome to watch your clients, like, not be able to cook, and then they can cook and get jobs, you know. Sometimes as Walmart greeters.
Sure. Sounds rewarding, yeah.
Yeah. So it's cool. Cool job.
Damn.
That's very awesome. Cool.
If I had a hat on, I'd take it off right now.
Oh, thank you. I have a wig on, but I will not take it off.
Wait a minute. That's a wig.
Yeah. It's my rad wig.
For real?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Uh-huh.
You know, for being twins, you don't know a whole lot about her.
No, I never thought to ask.
Wow.
Thank Color you. Me surprised.
His sarcasm is so
Well, hey, look into the future. Rick, who's recording here this weekend?
I have the weekend off.
Whoa.
Yay. This is Rick's first fucking day off in like 3 months.
Congratulations.
Are you going to make it over to the big deal?
Yeah, Saturday for absolute certain, but Friday night I do have to work.
What big deal is that, Nick? What do you have going on this
Nothing,
weekend?
Nothing, just Mary Anarchy 15.
Holy
Mary
shit!
15, a benefit for Shelby Paxton.
The 15th annual Mary Anarchy, dang it. For Shelby Paxton, it's on May 17th and 18th at Jub Jub's. Tons of bands. We've covered it on, I'm going to give it to you. Friday night, Nick Ramirez, Doyle Stewart, Matt Hallett, Todd Ballow, Moons of Vega, Flood Fire, Death Drought, Heterophobia.
Yeah.
Vague Choir and Reno, We Have a
Ooh,
Problem.
I love Vague Choir.
Yeah.
Love those guys.
I got to work it out. I missed the first half of that.
Mark is one of the coolest guys in Reno.
God damn, we love them.
Yeah.
We played a show with them in our old band.
Not to single out Mark, but I love the whole band.
The whole band is so fucking rad.
What was your old band?
We used to be in This Great State, and then we... Not
I remember hearing you guys on it's flyers.
Yeah.
How'd you hear a flyer, bro?
Shut up. That's
people read it aloud to me.
Oh, wait, hold on. Move move your bangs out of your way. Is that an eyeball up there?
That's amazing. And then Saturday we got Princess Bombs, Tom Plunkett, Zach Ryan, Johnny Harpo. This is Zach from Donkey Jaw, which we spelt his name wrong. It's Zach with a K. Sorry, Zach.
God damn, he hates that too. Like, he is super sensitive about his name fucking being spelled right.
Sorry, Zach. We
that
love
sucks.
You.
I'm sorry, Zach.
I'll caress your
beard. I could have told you. I know better. He's right. It shouldn't be spelled Zach. Why the fuck does the whole world spell it like that? Doesn't make any sense.
If people can figure out how to say Daenerys Tiergargan, they can fucking spell Zach right.
I feel like a total loser. I'm sorry, you guys.
Right, and I butcher that shit.
It just made it better.
It's not
exactly.
It's not you that's wrong, Nick. It's the whole world.
Yeah, I blame society.
Fucking
yeah,
for real. Seriously.
Mr. Ramirez.
Yeah, I've got that a lot. Just ram your ass? No. Right. What? There's no A in that. I mean, besides the first one. But I digress. Johnny
Harpo.
That would
be your name. Nick Ramirez.
Yeah.
Nick Ramirez.
Yeah. Or Nick Ramirez, too.
Oh.
If you want to get dark.
That's for the creepy German Richard Kern stuff.
Now, speaking of darkness, Johnny Harpo. No, he's not dark. He's awesome. He was in Rigorous Proof.
And the Midorians.
The Midorians, yes.
Not
wonderful
anymore.
Johnny Harpo.
Well, no, the old bands. Of
amazing,
his.
Amazing.
Dysfunctional. Jr. Wiley Savage. My dad's band, 10x10.
Oh, nice.
Grime Dog, The Shames, One Ton Dooley in the showroom. Jeez.
With the Kyle Gass band.
Tickets on sale now.
Tickets to the Kyle Gass band and One Ton Dooley show are a separate thing from Mary Anarchy, but please hit up Nick or I for cheap, cheap, cheap discount tickets up to the day before the show.
Yeah, which this comes out on Thursday, then that
today.
Means today.
Get a hold of us
tomorrow,
today.
Saturday in the daytime possibly, but I'll probably be sold out by then. For your discount tickets to that.
I might have some because I'm not as proactive as Nick.
I need to get one.
I sold a bunch today. So yeah, Kyle Gass Band, guy from Tenacious D, the other guy, not Jack, you know?
Mm.
Wonderful. So happy.
KG.
Cage.
Ridge Cage.
Rage Cage. That's right.
I
anyway.
To open for him.
Dude,
it's gonna be
fun. I'm excited for you.
Yeah.
We're gonna party
nuts.
With Cage.
It's gonna be rad.
So fun. And then Condemned Innocence and Ozymandias close out for the Kyle Gass after party.
Good
That's
band.
Day two.
That's gonna be so awesome.
We've got kind of a monster couple of days this year.
Yeah. It always is. When was it the Bad Mary Anarchy?
I don't think we had a bad one.
No.
There was like maybe one fight at one in all 15 years. And we're like, wow, that was crazy. There was a fight at Mary Anarchy, like a fist fight at one time, you know?
Mm.
And we had to throw some guy out last time, but that was fine.
Yeah, it wasn't a fight.
Well.
That was get the fuck out of here. You suck.
And then he left.
Yeah.
So it all worked out.
He had to leave. Yeah. He was told. Time to go.
Because we regulate our community.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Please come out and help us celebrate and help Shelby.
Shelby's awesome.
Celebrate her being her.
Yeah. If you broke your pelvis, we'd probably do it for you too.
And surgery on your foot. And
Yeah, she got, you know, out of the blue car accidents like that. Oh. That's
crazy. Yeah, what can you do? It's as bad as appendicitis, if not like way worse.
Mm.
You know, I was close to giving it to the Solace Tree this year, but then that happened, and that's why we're here, Mary Anarchy, because when that kind of shit happens, and we're Reno's a family, our scene, you know, we all care about each other.
We're all a bunch of service industry assholes who don't have any health insurance.
That's
it. Oh, so true. Oh, my God.
I've had people with
musicians
insurance.
Musicians and waiters alike. Yeah. Or, you know, and bartenders and waitresses, yeah.
People
yeah.
with insurance, like Chris Hart this year, we asked him early because he had to go to the hospital, but he's like, no, I'm good. I got my insurance.
Mm-hmm.
I got a good job. You should give it to somebody.
Yeah.
That, you know, more or more needing.
Yeah, there's a quiet little shout out to Chris for declining to be the beneficiary this year and still playing headlining day one with his band One Ton Dooley.
Damn it, Reno, we have a problem.
Damn it. their time on stage is done. It's time for One Ton Dooley to eclipse Reno, we have a problem. I'm already kicking them off the stage before they've even taken it.
Oh, you guys should join together and then you could be Reno, we have a One Ton Dooley.
We'd be called Rory.
I would
have
take
a
my shirt off, and Logan would take his pants off, and there'd be one naked man on stage between the two of us.
Then Jack would quit their band. Jack would be all, I quit. Spike would be all,
done.
Oh, damn. All right, I'll keep playing with you guys.
Oh, gosh. Anyway, please come out to Mary Anarchy. You know us. We have a lot of fun. Lots of great art for silent auction. We're going to have raffles. We are going to have a couple of tickets to the Kyle Gass Band up for
absolutely.
Auction or raffle.
There'll be some raffled off.
Raffle
on Friday.
Tickets.
On Friday night.
Friday night. So if you show up Friday, you can get tickets for the big show on Saturday.
Day of Saturday. No guarantees.
Kyle Gass Band brought to you by J-Max Productions.
That's right. And we're back.
But no,
Patreon.
Thank you, Rick. Yep, I was going right there. You
so,
do it.
Patreon. Why do I always have to do it?
Because you're the only
you're
one.
The best at it.
You have it memorized. I don't.
And it's not memorized. I just say the same thing every time. Please join our Patreon page, patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast. We will do this for free if nobody gives us any money, but we would love. The studio loses like $200 a week doing this. Isn't that shitty, you guys?
It's no, like it used planning. To be worse.
It used to be that you gave $200. Yeah. Now you're losing $200.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, I'm
way
booked,
to spin it. Rick.
I'm booked solid for 2 months out, and no, I could you be could filling be this making, day. I could easily be making a 200. Yeah.
No, that's almost that's so. Literally almost an extra grand a month you could be doing on a Monday.
Shit.
Night.
But instead, I do this because I care so much about my community, and I want all of you to fucking hear what's going on everywhere.
The
and,
philanthropist
and
Dogwater Dicks
and for it to be fucking archived forever. I don't want this ever to be lost. I want just a constant flow of fucking people coming through here and laying down their shit. And so if you want to join us on this,
Nick and I could
a little bit
die
of
sclerosis of the liver, and Rick will keep doing the show like a robot.
God, I
fuck
hope
yeah.
So.
I will slap somebody in your chair so fast. We grab well, people off the street. No, I bet you go into the shopping center at Northtown. There's always a dude there that says, "We'll podcast for food." I bet he's great.
Oh, man.
You can pick up so, some guy off a of Galetti.
Golden voiced.
So anyway, so yeah, if you go to patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast, and if you give us $5 a month or more, you will get the extra show where we do a sound check and we do an extra song.
It
and
is
we did
fun.
That tonight. And it's just a little bit, and you get that before the actual show, so you be able to hear what's going to happen later.
Even
and,
the weeks that I never listen to this show, for those of you who listen and don't know that. But the weeks that I am here, I still listen to the pre-show when I get it. Mm-hmm. Because the pre-show is cooler than the show.
Yeah, yeah. It only takes 10 minutes too. So.
It's fucking rad. So, yeah.
I can totally listen to it.
You could turn it onto it
in
and you're
the
like,
Fortress of Solitude.
Oh, I hate metal. You're like, don't listen this week then. We have a metal band on, you know? Mm-hmm. Or, oh, dang.
It's funnier
this
than
guy
the whole
great.
Rest
I'm
of the show.
I'm going to listen to the whole rest of the show.
And this week, you guys, we do have a new subscriber.
Who's that?
Her name is Amber Scala.
Amber.
God bless you, Amber.
Amber.
You fucking rule.
Amber.
Welcome to the family.
Amber does rule. We went to school together, actually.
I know her?
Yeah.
I know her.
Cool.
I've She's met rad, Amber. Dude. I know her parents slightly better than I know her, which is to say not at all. But, yeah, no, good people. Thank you, Amber.
Thanks,
you so Amber.
Much. You're the best. Yeah. So, yeah. So there you go, you guys.
Yay.
So that was our Patreon.
Well,
okay.
Family Reno music.
Yes.
Oh, I'll drink to that.
Do you have one more song left?
Yes, we do.
They do. Oh, how perfect. So, for all of us here at Dogwater Studios and the Worst Little Podcast, including Dogwater Dick, Nick, Chewbacca, Kim, all of the interns who I've never seen in the last couple of months, thanks for listening, everybody. Life is short and we love you. Good night, ladies.
We're talking out of our ass.
This next song's called 2006. And yeah, ready?
Yeah.
I'm afraid I might end up alone, sitting on a porch with my dogs or cats. I'm afraid I'll never find love for anything again. Yeah, yeah. But over and over again,
over and over again,
the circus of life begins. Ooh, it's not 2006. I can sing songs like this. I can sing songs. It's not 2006. I can sing songs like this. Fuck it, I'm emo. Whoa, 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 whoa. Fuck it, I'm emo. Whoa, 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 whoa. All I do is fear things and cry. But I still have to go to work. Man, I fucking hate that shit so fucking much. I'm gonna start stripping. Yeah, yeah. But over and over again,
over and over again,
the circus of life begins. Woo, it's not 2006. I can sing songs like this. I can sing songs. It's not 2006. I can sing songs like this. Fuck it, I'm emo. Whoa, 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 whoa. Fuck it, I'm emo. Whoa, 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 whoa. But over and over again,
over and over again,
the circus of life begins. But over and over again, the circus alive. It's not 2006. I can't sing songs like this. I can't sing songs. It's not 2006. I can't sing songs like this. Fuck it, I'm emo. Whoa, 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 whoa. Fuck it, I'm emo. Whoa, 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 whoa. My Chemical Romance is coming into town this weekend.
What? I'm gonna need to borrow some of your skinny jeans.
Yeah. You know that Jared's on my top 8? Think he likes me.
Dude, MySpace will never get old.
Never.